Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, I'm getting a little better. Hello, and thank you for joining me. My name is Daikwa Israel, and this is the Israelite Sons of Light radio program that I try to do every Wednesday and Friday to the best of my ability. Father, Earth, and Mother, for this incredible opportunity. I wish I could find words to express what I mean by this incredible opportunity that I speak of every week. Before I begin, I want to introduce you to a ministry that I have on Facebook called The Upper Room, where I try to help lively stone people, Israelite sons of light, to remain focused on the things that are really the most important in our reality, which is the worship of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I try to draw from different scriptures and books and post them in my room to dialogue and conversation and consideration of our reality in hopes that we will bear fruit and mature in the faith and store up treasure and redeem the time, which is what this is all about for those of you who are spiritually minded and sons and daughters of light. The name of the room I have on Facebook is called The Upper Room, where you will click on it and see me in my white and green garment holding my shepherd's staff. That is my room, and I invite you to join if you believe you can participate and be in our midst. Now, I write books. I am an author. You can go to Amazon and type in my name, Daikwa Israel, and listing of my books should come up. I do not claim to be a good writer. All I know is that I write from my heart, and I write from a Hebrew Israelite empirical perspective to share with anybody who wants to know what another brother, what his reality looks like as a Hebrew Israelite. I believe that life is given to us in order to share it, so therefore I write books, and you are invited to click on the link in the social platform that you are listening to my message on, and it should lead you to my books. I also am trying to develop a food ministry for the Hebrew Israelites. I would like to be contacted through my website called 12tribesisraelites.com, all spelled together, lowercase lettering, where you can inform me of a brother or sister who has children, especially, that are in need of assistance food-wise, and I would like to inform our nation of the need so that we can learn to take care of our own. So just go to 12tribesisraelites.com, or you can leave me a message here on this platform that you are listening to and get in touch with me that way. Now, my ministry is for the purpose of giving hope and encouragement and to remind this reality of people that now is the time to draw near to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Now, I have entitled the name of this program tonight, Esau And according to the Bible, there are tribes of people. Everybody has a biblical tribe, although in this day and age, there are a confluence of names to help distort and to obfuscate the lineages of the different tribes that people belong to. And it has worked very well. But the bottom line is, spiritually speaking, everyone belongs to a tribe, and really, the Heavenly Father really only knows who they are. You get right down to it. Now, many people have certain markers which help to identify who they are. They have a certain history that helps identify who they are, a certain culture, a certain language, a certain biological makeup that helps determine who they are. And I trust many people want to know who they are according to the Word of God or words of God. Now, the scriptures seem pretty clear who Esau is, in my best understanding. It is the Caucasian. It is the so-called white man. And who they say they are. They are from the tribe of Japheth, but they tell the world they are from the tribe of Judah. Or they tell the world that they are the Jews. But for those who know, we have a pretty good idea, according to the scripture and according to spirit, who the oppressor nations are around us, speaking to the Hebrew Israelites, since we have been getting awakened and enlightened in this day and age, especially, we have knowledge of who the oppressor nations are according to the scripture. Esau, the white man, the Caucasian man, is pretty well identified according to the scripture. There are a couple of interesting facts that you may want to know, such as Esau likes to hunt. He likes to eat red meat. He turns red when there is some sort of contact made with his skin. He's translucent that way. Very good inveigler, if I may say, which means to deceive the heart of men, as it says in the book of Jasher, chapter 28, verse 20. He is a lover money. And you would say, well, isn't everyone? That is true. But in this day and age, when I say money, I tie that in under the category of materialism. He has a great abundance. He is a lover of gold and silver. The scriptures say that he would venture from land to land. Where is it? Meaning resources. The scriptures pretty much deal with the spirit of the people of the earth as well, which I digress. I will go into at another time, Heavenly Father willing. But I wanted to talk about the end of Esau's blessing in this day and age. And I have to admit, it is a tragedy to see how he is throwing away his only blessing, which is rulership of the earth and the gift that he would have in abundance. And he is now coming to the end of anyone who is watching for return of Messiah can see, namely, the situation going on in Europe. America has been the leader of the world for many years now, But the current situation shows a steady digression, a steady decline in his way of life. He sees that the Eastern nations are now beginning to ascend in power in their economy, in their military alliances. I use as a form of America's peace that they are heading for a collapse of their dollar, of their hegemony, and they cannot allow this to happen, which means that if they cannot have the rulership of the earth to which they have been given, then no one can have it. It gives you the picture of having a girlfriend who all of a sudden she breaks up with you. Now, speaking as a man, having been through this experience of the most devastating things, when a bond between a man and a woman breaks in half. And I know I have not been through a fraction of the experiences that most people have had in this reality. The things that I have heard people go through, and they have children, and they are married, and they have responsibilities and bills and all the things that go along with having a relationship. I have not been through that kind of separation from a woman that most other people have been through. But the situations that I have been through have been very devastating, very hurtful. I cannot think of any experience outside of the loss of loved ones that can be so damaging. And yet, that is what is going on right now with America. They are losing the rulership of the world, and they do not want to relinquish the rulership of the earth, and they are going to bring down the whole world instead of going along with what they obviously can see will be if the Heavenly Father tarries a few more years, will be a subservient nation, most likely a debtor servant nation to Eastern countries, economically having no manufacturing, having no monetary power, having no influence, in debt. Currently, the confluence of events show that America is losing its blessing. The Caucasian, the white man, is losing his blessing. The time for the Hebrew Israelites and the kingdom of God has come. And rather than acknowledge that, then the Edomites would rather destroy everything, which is most likely what will happen. Right now, he has trouble trying to legislate morality. Right now, he is trying to bring about a system of control to govern people's thoughts, to govern their actions, to govern what they think, and they have a pretty good system in mind having to do with digital money and controlling people from buying and selling. Kind of sounds like the mark of the beast, if you ask me, or at least an aspect of it. America is wanting to implement a way of ultimate control and slavery over the people of the earth, It is a last desperate attempt to hold on to their blessing, which is the rulership of the earth. This is their last attempt in conjunction with those who say that they are Jews and are not, who are pretty good at the very same things that America is practicing in the world today, such as using other nations and proxies for their own agenda. But even that is no longer working. The Jews are masters at getting other nations their war. They are masters at being parasites in the world, and America is the biggest source of their power, period. And they have sucked America dry. America is now, even now, alienating itself from Eastern Asiatic countries in a desperate attempt to regain the power of the world that they had in the 1940s. It is the end of Esau's blessing of the earth. He does not know to fall down and humble himself before the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. If one can remember the terrible advice, basically talking about how the unjust steward was going to be removed from his position. And the Heavenly Father, or excuse me, the Father relates that he acted in his own best interest when the master of the house informed him he can no longer be steward over his resources, because the master of the house had found out that the steward of the house had wasted his resources. So the master of the house told the unjust steward, I am going to remove your stewardship. So the unjust steward acted on his own behalf and best interest by making friends with those who owe the lord of the house a debt by greatly reducing it. And then the parable goes on to say that the children of this world in their generation are wiser than the children of light, and that is true. And the admonishment of that parable in Luke 16 is that the oppressor nations of the Hebrew Israelites should do the same thing. They should be able to witness the demise of their great power and glory and immediately work to further their own interest by pleading to the children of Israel, who are the Negro, the Latino, and Native American indigenous people of the Western Hemisphere, but they know us not. And I doubt even if they knew who we were, that they would humble themselves and seek our favor so that it may go somehow better for them when the time of the restoration of the children of Israel comes to pass. If they will not do it, they are full of pride, even though in this parable in Luke 16, the Heavenly Father is warning them, advising them to make friends with the children of light and not seek to make alliances with carnal nations to try to save them from the ultimate judgment destiny that must come to them. And then the parable goes on to tell the children of Israel to make yourselves friends of the mammon of unrighteousness, so that when ye fail, they may receive you everlasting habitation. This is wisdom. The Heavenly Father wants children of Israel to work in their own best interest while we are in this reality, to be wise with them, or to be wise with them as doves. But I digress. Esau is in the middle of losing his blessing of rulership of the earth. Now, I have been reading of the incredible kingdom to come of the Hebrew Israelites, children of Israel. There is so much being revealed about our kingdom, the world of Agartha, the subterranean world, and the bliss of it for the children of light, the sons and daughters, and the incredible spiritual, mental, anything you can imagine, blessing that will come to the children of Israel. Even now, there is an abundance of knowledge of the wonders of magic, of the wonders of rulership, of the wonders of beauty, of the wonders of knowledge that the 12 tribes will inherit. None of these we know of now. Only a fraction of things that we will know, which this world cannot even begin to imagine, is coming to the children of Israel. I was reading about the Moors, who I believe were the 12 tribes, and how they conquered Spain, and how Europe did not have their standard of living for hundreds of years before the Moors began to educate them into their way of life. Europe had no clue about the things that the Moors taught them mathematically, scientifically, astronomy, astrologically speaking, culturally speaking. They had no clue until we taught them. They had no clue until we taught them. And what we got in return was oppression, acknowledgement of the fact that we were the people of the book. All that the oppressors could see was the great riches that they wanted for themselves. And for a while, they prospered. For a while, they prospered. But now, the blessing has come to an end. The blessing has come to an end. And we are witnessing it. We are witnessing the power of the Heavenly Father to humble those who have refused to learn what it means when reveals who his children are, and the world will not humble themselves to it. So we're witnessing the end of the blessings of Esau. We are witnessing the downfall of the oppressor nations. Let this be a lesson to the Hebrew Israelites, because it was our rebellion and disobedience that caused us to be in this situation in the first place. And I'm sure that we have learned our lesson. And I trust that the Heavenly Father will do much greater to us than the punishments that we have suffered. I trust that we will never, ever see the Egyptians again. I trust that our end will be far, far greater than our beginning, where we will have spiritual power, where we will be able to speak and raise the dead and heal the sick and feed the hungry. That was only a small picture of what Messiah shows us through the gospel. He shows us that so that we can be encouraged and endure the things that we have had to endure in our history of captivity and the oppression of the white man who was used by the Heavenly Father and those who say they are Jews and are not. I believe that he has also shown us that we are soon to disappear, just like the old civilization did without a trace, so that final judgment. These are glorious times for the Hebrew Israelites when we can witness the end of Esau's blessing. It is a shame it had to be this way. The Heavenly Father wanted us to see his power in the earth, and we have, and now the history of events show us that we can begin to look up and lift our heads for our kingdom of God. Now, I want to thank you for joining me. Please, visit the website, worldtimeisrights.com, on Blog Talk Radio. And until I see you again, I want to give thanks to my Heavenly Father who provided. May peace be upon you. Shalom.